Your remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is a holiday weekend in the U.S., which celebrates Martin Luther King Day today. His son, Martin Luther King III, continues pushing for voting rights, this time in Arizona. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
He and his wife and daughter joined a march Saturday in Phoenix and told a crowd that Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema cannot simultaneously express support for voting rights legislation while also blocking approval by refusing to change the Senate's Jim Crow-era filibuster rules.
15th Amendment that gave formerly enslaved people the right to vote in 1870. That didn't have bipartisan support. Should former slaves have been denied the right to vote, Senator Sinema? I'm just applying her logic here and showing that it's not logical at all.
Audio courtesy KNXV. King also spoke about the importance of no celebration without legislation. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, cheered on by thousands of his supporters on Monday, returned to Ukraine to face court on treason charges. He said, "That's how eagerly the government has been waiting for us. That's how scared they are of us. So much so, they gave illegal orders to law enforcement agents to apply pressure on the opposition, discrediting our country amid an increasing threat of Russian invasion." A prosecutor has alleged that Poroshenko was involved in the sale of large amounts of coal that helped finance Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine in 2014 and in 2015. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's birth rates declined to their lowest rate since the ruling Communist Party took control in 1949, despite policymakers easing the long-standing one-child policy. Data released on Monday by the National Statistics Bureau shows China's population stood at 1.4 billion people at the end of 2021, with 10.6 million babies born in 2021. The declining rate puts further pressure on Beijing policymakers to deal with a declining workforce to help support a rapidly aging population. Authorities in 2016 revised a policy enacted in 1980 that limited families to just one child in an effort to restrain population growth. The revised policy allowed couples to have two children, with the number increased last year to three. Iran's foreign ministry confirmed Monday that three Iranian diplomats have arrived in Saudi Arabia to represent Tehran in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. A report by Iran State TV said the diplomats arrived several days ago, marking the first time that Saudi Arabia is receiving diplomats from Iran since 2016. That's when Saudi Arabia severed relations with the Islamic Republic. Iran has long said it's ready to reopen its embassy in Riyadh. President Joe Biden will be meeting virtually with Prime Minister Kishida Fumio of Japan on Friday. Meeting comes as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus continues to surge. The White House said on Sunday that the meeting will take place to highlight the strength of the U.S.-Japan alliance. New Zealand began inoculating 5 to 11-year-old children on Monday with Pfizer's pediatric COVID vaccine. More than 120,000 vaccines have been delivered to 500 vaccination centers around the country, according to the health ministry. The Omicron surge has not yet peaked in the U.S. Dr. Vivek Murthy, the U.S. Surgeon General, warned Sunday on CNN's State of the Nation, quote, "The next few weeks could be tough." He cautioned but noted that there has been a drop in cases in some locations, including New York and New Jersey. The new self-isolation period for people with COVID in England has been reduced from 10 days to 5 full days. The new measure went into effect on Monday. New Zealand, like Australia, dispatched a surveillance flight on Monday to assess the damage in Tonga, isolated from the rest of the world due to the eruption of an underwater volcano that triggered a tsunami and blanketed the Pacific island with ash. A New Zealand Hercules would perform drops of essentials after the requirements are assessed, and the Navy will also be deployed very quickly, according to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News. We'll be right back.